Let us pray. Just as we are, our Heavenly Father, we come to Thee so that You may speak to us. We give You praise for giving us this Sunday School Sunday. When we are worshiping with our children, we pray that You're going to speak to us in a language that we understand. For this is our prayer of faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's be seated. Praise be to God. Our God is good and all the time. God is good, and especially this time when it is cold, we are receiving showers, and sometimes we are feeling like it's a burden, but God's blessings should not be taken as a burden. They should be appreciated, and then we should use it in a very responsible way. Maybe there could be a visitor within the sanctuary. I'm Dorcas Kamau. I'm saved, and I am a minister here of Word and Sacrament. Praise be to God. I've been on leave for some time. That is why some of you have kept asking me, where did you go? I came last week. Actually, I reported on 30th, where we had the leaders training. And God has been with me. He has taken care of me. I have done various things that need to be done when one is on leave. I read a certain WhatsApp that was sent to my phone, and then someone told me that whatever you are doing now, when you are on leave, that is what you're going to do when you retire. And then continued to say, if you are watching TV throughout the day, that is what you are going to do. If you are sleeping, that is what you are going to do. If you're farming, that is what you are going to do. And so, it is my prayer that all of us who are still working may look for something, and especially when we go for leave, let us go and do something that we prepare for the retirement. Those that are retired, they know it better. Whatever they are doing it to the benefit of themselves and the people that depend on them. Praise be to God. Today is a Sunday school day, and maybe those that come from other PCA churches, some churches, most of the churches had it last week. That is on fast. But as we decided to have it today because of the various things that were happening in our church. And so today, we have our children. They have been coming here since Wednesday. And just as the speakers who have been before me have mentioned, we have been with them, teaching them the various things. And we have taught them things that are emerging. There is a statement that we use. They are emerging issues in the society. And the three emerging issues that were discussed by the children and the teachers were the media, the money, handling money, and then work ethics. And those children went home, taught. Some of you are parents, some of you are grandparents, some of you have neighbors who have children, and they were able to share with you what they learned. We also got some time to teach them how to pray. And all the times that I've ever taught children, I always tell them that their prayers just go straight to God. They go straight to God. And so we should encourage the children around us, those children that you take care of, those children that visit you, those children that are so special to you, pray with them and pray for them. One time I was invited by a very wonderful couple to pray with them in their with their family. And so the family had three children. The eldest is a boy who is around 10 years. I don't know why those parents invited me to pray with them, because they don't go to any church, but they were calling me because they had seen me, and they wanted to at least get a breakthrough so that they could start going to church. And these are the issues that are happening in the society. You can't believe it that there are people who don't go to church even at this time, in this very urban setting, not in the rural, and even in the rural they are there. Praise be to God. And so as we were praying, the young man who is almost 10 years just came saying, ho ho, ho ho, ho ho. I could not tell whether of the boy or the weakness of the parent, because the boy is just coming. He's not used to any order when people pray. And that is why we are reminding all of us who interact with children, let them know how to behave when people pray. Praise be to God. When people pray, how do they behave? There are some words that the Sunday school teachers have read our children to get. When we pray, we do this, we put our hearts, we close our eyes. There are all those things that teachers teach. You know, teachers have that gift of just shaping the children according to the desired shape or the desired style. Praise the Lord. Therefore, this morning, I want to speak to God's children. Are you a child of God? All of us are God's children. So what I am going to say here, it concerns you who is 70 years and above. Who is below 50? Who is below 10? Who is just a small baby? If that baby can understand what we are saying, I am speaking to all of us. Aren't we God's children? All of us are the children of God. And therefore, we should remember that when we pray, God listens to our prayers. And so our short sermon is entitled Power of Prayer. Because prayer is so powerful. Prayer is so powerful. The children know, and they even prayed here. Very, very organized prayers. They know. We have even taught them how to pray in an ordinary way. That is using the ACT acronym, the adoration, the confession, the thanksgiving, and the supplication. And most of them, when you teach, because they are very teachable, the children that come here are teachable. They get things. It is like they have sport. Whatever you teach them, immediately they tell you, we were taught 1, 2, 3, 10 things. And that is a plus to our children. That is a plus to our children. And so, as we talk about prayer this morning, there is a quote, a very good quote that I saw within my systems, which was saying, the most powerful weapon against trials, the most effective medicine against sickness, and the most valuable gift to someone you love. Therefore, today, as we think about the power of prayer, let us remember that it is the most powerful or valuable thing that we can give to those that we love. We love our children so much. We love our family so much. We love our relatives so much. Therefore, the best gift that we can give to them, which is medicine to their sickness. And I'm happy there is a visit that the mission ministry organized to go and visit the sick. And therefore, as we think about prayer this morning, we know that prayer is powerful. Prayer changes things. What prayer can do, there is nothing else that can do. Because when you pray, you want to say that, I am committing these things to God. I love it when people go to visit patients in hospitals, and especially those that are admitted. They appear like they have gone the whole journey, and now they are arriving at the destination with no hope. And people that we go to visit in the hospital, they are in that situation. When we go there, we are so helpless. My dear brothers and sisters, have you ever gone to visit someone and you feel like you are so helpless? There is nothing you can give. You have taken fruits, the person cannot eat. You have taken some chicken, the person cannot feed. You have taken some juice, the doctor says no juice. You have taken everything that you need or you know, and the person is not taking it. The person is not even connecting with what you are saying. So, most of the times, in our despair, we say, let us join our hearts and pray. Why? Because we know that there is power in prayer. There is a lot of power in prayer. And therefore, I am encouraging all of us, and especially to pray for our children and to pray for the young generation that is there today. We are talking about issues of children, issues of teens, issues of the youth. There are so many. I don't know. The world is sinking. Even though the world is sinking, there remains the church that should get united to pray for the children and to pray for the next generation. generation. Here we are, children, say a core of us. That core of us, it shows that the children could be shaped through prayer and through teaching to become the world changers. Are you aware that we have the world changers sitting with you? They are there. They are there. Those small children looking at me, they are going to change this world to be a better place for them. They are not doing it for any other person, because us who are adults, we have lived our time. But I'm speaking to the children, saying, children, do something to change where you are. If it is at home, pray. Pray with your mother, pray with your father, pray with Shosho, pray with Guka. When you are requested to pray, offer a prayer to God. And therefore, when you think about praying, and especially with our children, when children are baptized, when they are presented to the church and to the minister to be baptized, the parents take the vows on behalf of the children. I have never seen any parent, when I ask, do you promise to take care of this child? Do you promise to teach this child the ways of the Lord? I have not seen any parent or heard any parent who said no. Therefore, what are we saying? We are saying that we should pray for our children as parents. We should pray for them and pray with them. And especially the vernacular literacy. It says very clearly, do you promise to pray for this child or to pray with this child? Praying for and praying with. You promise to teach them. And then the question that is asked to the congregation, the minister tells you, congregation, can we stand? And then you are asked, do you promise to live according to your calling and even guiding these children who are here and children who are within you, within the community? I have never had any congregation saying no. So what are we saying? We are saying that all of us need to come together so that we can pray for the children and so that our society may be changed, because we only need to pray, because prayer changes things. We should not be lazy in the prayer. We should have it. We should make it our duty to pray for the children. We should make it our responsibility to pray for our children. We should pray for one another. And because we have promised that all of us are God's children at whatever age, even those that are in prison. On Friday, I cannot see the missionaries here. I went to with the missionaries to Langata, Nairobi West Prison, and I ministered to the soldiers there, and we prayed, and they were so delighted. And even the prisoners who happened to peep, because of course they are imprisoned, they were so delighted. Because we were using these systems, they could hear whatever we were praying and whatever we were saying. So let us pray, and especially for those that have been imprisoned, because the imprisonment may be in this way or in the other way. In the Bible, we have very many examples of people who prayed, who just said a prayer and things changed. They were facing this direction. After a prayer, they changed to face this other direction. Praise be to God. There are a few examples that we can pick. We can pick an example of someone like Jabez. Jabez was a child like any other child, and then he really felt that he needed to pray. He went to God and said, Lord God Almighty, bless me, enlarge my territory, do the many things that Jabez mentioned. We have children who are in such a situation like Jabez, but when we pray, our children's territories are enlarged. And because we are all God's children, let us pray. Just offer a simple prayer to God, and God listens. Whatever words we choose to use, God understands. God listens. And then we also have some people like the young people like Meshach, Shadrach, Abednego, even Daniel. They prayed and things changed. The things that were so bad, they changed. Those that were put in fireplaces, they did not get burned. Those that were put in the lion's den, they have a Jonah today. A Jonah who is sent here, he does not go, he goes elsewhere. And then God directs a big animal, a whale, a fish, to swallow him. How many people can you mention that have been swallowed by situations in this world? Do you know that if you say just a prayer, that person is going to be set free? Praise be to God. You only need a prayer for that person to be set free, because God listens. God listens. Look at the prayer of Paul. Paul was praying at all times. And the best example of one who is prayerful, it is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ spent all his time praying. He would even go to places alone to pray. So what are we encouraging all of us to do? It is to pray at all times. It is to pray for all situations, because situations change. When you see that, like, you have come to the dead end, a prayer can change that situation. Praise be to God. You only need a prayer to change that situation from that dead end that you see, from that desperate point that you have arrived, from that situation, be it your children, be it your neighbors, be it even your own life. You see, like, you have reached to a dead end. God listens to our prayers. Praise be to God. Because God is so faithful, he listens to our prayers. And Jesus Christ even prayed that a child that was sick, she was revived. She was raised from the dead. Even those that you feel, the situation that is there, it is like this person is dead. It is like this person cannot revive again. It is like this situation, it cannot come back. Just say a prayer, because there is power in prayer. There's power. There's a lot of power. You may not be in a position to do anything physically. You may not be in a position even to walk and maybe visit that person. You may not be in a position to even go take physical material. But with a prayer, things get changed. Look at Elijah. Elijah is also a very good example. Elijah did miracles. God helped him to do miracles. He was living with a widow. This widow had a son. And then within the course of time, the son died. Elijah was there to revive that child. The situations that we could be in, it is not yet gone. We have the hope in prayer. We have hope in God. And we need to rise up and say no. We need to stand in prayer. Because when we pray, God listens to our prayers. The Bible, where we have read Psalm 146, and especially verse 7, which was the key verse, the word is reminding us that God releases those that have been in prison. He releases the oppressed. He even feeds the hungry. So, why worry when you can pray? Why worry when you can pray? Why worry when you can pray? And even in Sunday school, we sing that chorus and say, why worry when you can pray? Trust in Jesus, he knows the way. Don't be a doubting Thomas. Why worry when you can pray? I'm looking at the children if they know that. See, they sing to you. Some are saying they don't know it. Sunday school is different. Songs are taught in different zones. But what we are saying is, we need not to worry. We just need to offer a prayer to God. God is just a prayer away. And the acronyms which say P-U-S-H, push, it is pray until something happens. You pray until something happens. Those who can accompany the praying with the fasting, well and good. You pray and fast, and then you push until something happens. You pray until something happens. Because some of the situations that we are experiencing, we feel like we are giving up. We feel like we are going to close our eyes. We feel like we don't want it. We feel like, no, this is bad. This I cannot comprehend. This I cannot do anything. But you have a prayer to do. You have a prayer to do. And therefore, in this time,
understand me, my people.
Yes, this in every family. However, you pray, and you feel like, oh, my son, oh, my daughter, oh, my nephew, oh, my niece, oh, my grandchild. You feel like, no, all the others are very ordinary. But this one, I commit him or her to God. Just call upon the name of the Lord. Put your people together so that you can pray. And when you pray, good things happen. In the book of Acts, where we read about Peter and the other apostles. Herod, who was ruling at that time, he was a grandson of the Herod who was there when Jesus was born. I think the Herod had a very funny spirit. A spirit of killing, a spirit of finishing, a spirit of destruction. You know, there are some people who have that spirit. And even today we have people with such spirit. Spirit of finishing, spirit of silencing, spirit that can never be understood, spirit I want to believe and put all of them together and say, spirit of the evil one, spirit of the evil one. Because how on earth do people sit down, men and women together, plan to kill a student? The other day we were reading and we were getting from the media that a certain girl who was a form 3, she was killed by a neighbor, cut into pieces like a goat, cut into pieces just like how we cut chicken in our homes. We cut it and we cook it. No, I always wonder, when someone cuts a human being into pieces, and this person is not going to be cooked, this person is not going to be eaten, this person is only going to head to the grave, what comes to that person's mind? So what are we saying? When people are doing some of these things, they have the spirit of Herod, the spirit of finishing, the spirit of killing, the spirit of ending a generation. And we need to pray against that, because there are so many people who are killing others. I was listening to that story of a student. The student, the girl just went, she just went innocently to return a book. And then I don't know what happened, the issues of the youth. Then she was cut into pieces and then put in a sack. Whoever is putting pieces of human being, not a goat, not a cow, you are putting pieces of human beings in a sack. The world is sinking. The world is sinking. But the church of Christ, we are called upon to rise up and pray against such spirits, because it is a spirit that is coming. Then you hear some stories. Someone has gotten lost 2-3 days after the search. The person is the body is seen, maybe floating somewhere, maybe in a bush. Eyes have been gouged out, fingers have been cut, some organs are missing. Oh, unto the people who sit down to make such plans, may God see them. May God see them. Because there are very serious things that are happening. But what we are saying is, when we pray to God against the things that are happening, some of the things that we have are like the drugs of addiction. We have the irresponsible behaviors that are happening. And as I was speaking to the service in the morning, I told them, in high schools, because in the first service we had the crossroads getting to the fishers, and then the class 7s getting to the crossroads. And we imagine that when children are in school, they don't experience our problems. We need to pray for them. You grandfathers and you grandmothers, because the children are open to you. When they tell you something, listen with a bad ear. Listen with a bad ear. I'm cautioning the grad. Hey, can I see whether they are grandparents here? You know, I could be speaking to people. Who is Ashosho here? Or Hakuka? Yes, they are there. When these children come, because they cannot speak to their mothers, they come and whisper to you. You know, Shosho, in high school, this is what we do. Get to understand, what is this child telling me? Because the issues of drugs, the issues of lesbianism, the issues of homosexuality and all that, and the many, many things, even the cults that we are talking about. You may get your daughter cutting herself, your son, if you are very keen. And maybe even the social can be
can be shown, and especially the thighs. Sasa unaona vile tunajikata. Wewe sasa ukiambiwa fuatilia, just take some time to listen and pray about it. Do not quarrel. And the parents who have a habit of saying, I don't want your stories, entertain the stories, because from the stories there is something. There is something. But you need to pray about it, because some of these children will experience something they will never ever be able to disclose. But when a child goes out to school and then comes back, just observe. Listen with a third eye. Look at it with a third eye. Listen with a third ear. Because a lot is happening in schools. In schools. And that is where our children are. When they come home, let them tell you the many stories. They could be in a disorderly way, but dig deeper. Dig deeper. Am I speaking to parents? Am I speaking to grandparents? Am I speaking to neighbors? Yes, even neighbors. A child can come into your house and tell you, now see up here, ma'am, this is a secret between me and you. And then they disclose very strange things. These things are happening. You need to pray about it. You need to pray for wisdom so that you know how to deal with them, because these things are there. And it is not these small schools that you imagine. No, every school is there. Every school is a candidate. And I say it again, every school is a candidate. Before I came here, I was serving in our great school, the Alliance Girls. And even in Alliance Girls, you could hear some things. They are being mentioned. They are being mentioned. But the unfortunate thing is, and especially drugs, and especially alcohol, children are confessing that, you know, at home, they would come, some would come and tell me very openly, you know, at home, Reverend, you know, at home, teacher, you know, at home, even the cooks, the children just give information. You know, at home, we are told, drinking some small amount of wine. You see the small glasses, what do you call them? A small glass of wine. What do you call them? Yes, there is a name. There is a name, and I can hear it among you. Until the children are given just to digest food. To digest food, so they are given. You know, a little, a while, comes to a whole problem. And therefore, the drugs that we are talking about, the alcohol we are talking about, some of it is starting in homes. Therefore, let us take care. Let us take a lot of great care. And because I have young parents here, even the sleepover, are they called sleepovers? You know, some of these things are new to some of us. Sleepover. Make sure that whichever home you send your child, you know them thoroughly. You know them thoroughly. They could go there to pick a habit that one day you say, I wish I knew. I would not have sent my daughter to a sleepover. I'm not discouraging parents, no. I'm not discouraging, because sleepovers are very good. They are very healthy. Children go to discuss and they are welcome. But in some of them, even the visit, especially now that we are going to the Christmas, we are going to the Christmas. You take your children, I want my children to go and visit their grandmother in their country. They go there. They have no one to take care of. Those children experience a lot of problems. I'm not discouraging you, but I'm saying have a third ear and a third eye. And when your child starts a story, make sure that you listen and listen very carefully. Make sure that you get, and especially our grandparents, the grandparents who are here, even observe the face. Because the face, when something is said, it speaks volumes. And therefore, as we pray for our children, let us remember these four things. Number one, we need to remember that it is not a one man's business. It is all of us coming together. Don't point fingers to this and this. These parents have been unable to take care of their children. Be part and parcel of the solution. Be part and parcel of the solution. Be united to save this situation. Some of us are so busy. They are busy doing this, they are busy doing that, they are busy doing that, they are busy looking for money and even buying plots. You buy, yes, it is good to buy, it is good to invest, it is good to do all those things, but be busy getting to understand your child, your grandchild, the neighbor's child. Do something, and especially a prayer, and especially a prayer. Number two, let us imitate the early church. The early church kept praying. They kept praying. They were praying at all times. Look at when Peter was imprisoned. Like some of the people are imprisoned by so many things, not just the jail that we have. There are so many that are entangled by issues of this world. We need to come together as the early church and pray. Look at Acts chapter 12, verse 5. When Peter was going through a very difficult time and he was imprisoned, he was to be killed. He was only put to jail to await the end of Passover because Herod could not commit the killing of Peter during the Passover. So, Acts 12, verse 5 is saying, so Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him, the church. Let us rise up and pray for these situations. Let us rise up. It's not a time to point to this or to that. Let us rise up. And even the situation in this country, the church is there to rise up and just say a prayer. Just say a prayer. You just say a prayer. The battle is not yet lost. We still have something that we could do. And the great thing that we need to do, it is only prayer. To save the children of Kenya, whatever age they could be, let us save them. Let us save the children of Kenya. Are you not a child of Kenya? You are. Whatever age you could be, you are a child of Kenya. You are a child of Kenya. You ask, let me remember, Wahome Mutahi, who used to write and talk about him as a son of the soil. You are sons and daughters of this soil. Praise the Lord. You are sons and daughters of this soil. So we can pray about it. The other point is, let us not be selfish in our prayer. Let us not be selfish in our prayer. James chapter 4, verses 2 and 3, it is talking about, you do not get because you do not ask. When you ask with the wrong motives, and so you do not get. And therefore, what we are saying is, let us have the right motives. And the right motives, it is to let our nation, let our families, let our people, let our children, let our fathers, our mothers, our daughters, our sons, stand and stand well. Let us not be selfish. Let us not point fingers to this or that. Let us own the problem. Let us own the situation, the desperate situation. Let us own it as a people of God, because the church was earnestly praying for Peter. What is the church doing today? And because you're a member of this church and you're a member of the church of Christ, what are you doing about it? The battle is not lost. You have something to do. And this something is a prayer. This something is a prayer. You can say a prayer. And then if you can be able to take a step physically and go to arrest the situation, well and good. Praise be to God. The last point that I need to say is, sometimes you don't pray because you are so helpless. We are so helpless. We feel like it has gone out of hand. Some parents would say, oh, my children, now I no longer talk to them because they are out of my control. There is nothing that should be out of your control. God made you a co-worker in his vineyard. God made you a co-creator with him. Therefore, when you have young children, speak to them, pray for them, pray with them. When they grow older, continue the same. Whenever you get a chance, just speak to them. But the key thing that we need to do is that let us not be hopeless. Let us have hope in God. God can change a situation. He can turn around tables. He can change a situation. He can change everyone. He can even change you. You who has a very hard heart, you feel like you cannot be changed. God can change your situation. Praise be to God. Let us have hope in God, because the Bible says, hope never disappoints. Hope in God never disappoints. So don't be disappointed. Don't be frustrated. Don't be hopeless. Just have hope. Stand and pray for your church. Stand and pray for especially the young generation that I have referred to as the world changers. They are changing the world. May they change the world to be a better place to live. To be a better place to live, so that you'll be able to enjoy. And you know, when situations change, whoever is there is the first beneficiary. You benefit from the stability of your family. You benefit from the stability of your neighbors. You benefit when your neighbors are at peace. You are also at peace. I don't know whether you have had a neighbor who quarrel all the times. The wife is quarreling, the husband is quarreling, sometimes they are running after one another, the children are being fought all the times. Have you ever had such a neighbor? Are there such neighbors among us? Yes, who are really, in Kiswahili, when a youth wanasema nisubua. Unasubuliwa, when you sleep, they are there, up in arms. When you are getting to your place of work, you must go back and say, oh, mama so-and-so, baba so-and-so, stop fighting. You can do something. Pray about it. Pray about it. Prayer changes things. And so I call upon all of us to continue praying, and especially praying for our children, and especially the small children, whereby there are so many things that are happening around them. May God help them to do the right things. Let us pray. Our most loving Father,